a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hi, I'm Cade Heller, and my dad, Dave Heller, owns the River Bandits. Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast is just like the Ferris wheel in Modern Woodland Park. Dave talks in circles and circles, and Darren is probably all lit up. Enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's the Top 5 Things, a salute to America. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren. Happy Independence Day.
Today?
God bless us,
oh, it's
everyone.
Today?
Well, today's actually
today's the day where they actually said, hey, we got a white paper here.
Today's the day that they signed it,
yeah,
and
okay.
It got published on July 4th.
Published.
Right? So, God bless America.
They all having a good time out there. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Can't nobody not get down. And yes.
Hey, this is Stone Cold Steve Austin. You're listening to Dave and Darren on Rock 104.9, and that's the bottom line. The Stone Cold said so.
I do need to edit that a little bit.
Yes.
Clean that
You're
one up.
Taking some liberties. So, yes, it was on this date in July 4th, 1776, that
the
Bitcoin was invented.
Yes. I think that's
and
one way of
looking
at it.
Sure, it took a little
it.
Time for it to gain some traction, but here we are.
If you invested in 1776 in Bitcoin, here's the thing. You wouldn't have made any money for about 230 years.
Several generations.
But then, oh my goodness.
Well, cash in while you can.
Now you've got something. Welcome to the Top 5 Things. I wanted to kind of get right into it. Because after this show, we're going to be going on hiatus for a little bit. We'll be back in the middle of the month.
That's exactly right.
So the show's going to... We're going to give everybody a chance to catch up.
A little breather.
Some shows.
This would be a fine opportunity, if you're not a patron, to become one. And then go back and revisit some shows.
Yes.
You would have access to everything we've ever done.
Right.
So if you've never become a patron, because it's like, well, these guys knock these things out, and I kind of stay on top of
it.
Well, we're going to be off for about 10 days.
We're going to give you a little something to miss.
A little breather.
Exactly. How can you miss us if we don't go away? You know what I'm saying? Good for us.
I can't miss you if you don't go away. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Jacobs Mulch and Services, servicing the Illinois and Iowa Quad Cities since 1995. Call 309-762-1520 for free estimates and visit them online at jacobsmulch.com for free text message estimates. Big or small, they do them all. Call today to arrange not only mulch delivery, but the spreading. It's the finishing touch every garden deserves. Save the time, the hassle. Don't break your back. Have your mulch delivered to your home, business, or job site. Let Jacobs Mulch and Services do the spreading. They specialize in landscaping from urban designs to gardens and landscape cleanups. They even do ornamental projects. They're located in Moline at 215 50th Street. Call 309-762-1520 for your free estimate today. If you'd like to reach out to us anytime, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Don't miss the Bermuda Triangle Fun Ride. It's happening this Saturday, July 6th. Starts and ends at Oscars Pub with stops at Pints and Harrington's Pub. $25 per person. You can register starting at 11 a.m. the day of. The fee includes, of course, the ride, a t-shirt, a drink at each stop, and a taco bar at Oscars. It's this weekend at Oscars Pub, and the podcast is originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their Italian sausage, premium sausage chopped and grilled with melted provolone cheese, add marinara sauce, fried onions, and or sweet peppers. It's absolutely delicious. Get one today. When you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriotti's. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
So yesterday on the show, and you wouldn't have you wouldn't know this unless you were Darren, but yesterday on the show we had an in-studio guest. My son Owen, who's 10, sat in on the show.
You might have heard him.
My problem was, I assumed, because he was sitting in the next room here next to the Capriotti Studios, and he was sitting on a couch just listening and getting a real kick out of things.
Snickering.
Right. But I assumed he would have gotten... I kept waiting for him to get bored.
And leave.
And move on to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
but instead he sat here for the entire show.
Took the whole thing in.
Right, which, you know, it's fine. I would prefer 10-year-olds don't listen to the show, especially my 10-year-old.
It sounded as if what it sounded like was like giggling under a bed. Right. Like a couple, like someone's, like a kid's under a bed giggling.
Yeah, well, that was kind of it. He was sitting on a couch just outside of the studios here, listening. And, you know, I guess I should have just said at some point, buddy, go somewhere else.
Yeah, leave.
But at the same time, I thought, what the hell's the harm?
I don't think anything was too off color yesterday.
No. And it's not like we had any, like a governor on us or anything. Like, the show was the show. I don't know that it would have been much different with him here or not.
I don't think we had anything that was too
anyway,
all that racy.
Anyway, Grandma came to go take him to the jump park because I can't have him sitting here listening to
these
today.
Shows.
Yes.
So she came all the way from Macomb?
Yes.
Drive up all the way from Macomb and get him out of the house for half an hour?
So we can do the podcast, yes. And the problem is they're sitting here having lunch, and the entire lunch he's going, Grandma, I got to tell you the story about this fatso that ate a cake at a Walmart, and this other lady drank wine all day.
Yeah, so he's like, Pringles can.
He's like recounting yesterday's show for my mother-in-law, and I'm thinking, oh boy, that's probably not great.
She didn't want to pay for the whole cake.
Why should she? It's only half a cake.
Grandma agreed with her.
What kind of scam are you running here, Walmart?
Number one,
this has gone viral. This college student goes on a vacation in Spain. Now, she's a college student in Glasgow, Scotland, and she gets herself a new bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote a letter, I guess an email, complaining about the bathing suit because it left her lady parts all out there in the open. Which is not that's the opposite of what you buy a bathing suit for, am I correct?
She whistled all the way to Spain.
Oh, Don Quixote! Lindsay Brown is her name. She was on vacation in Spain with some of her buddies over the weekend. She was having some issues with the bathing suit because it wasn't covering up her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she took a picture and then sent it to the company, the bathing suit company. And it
says, "What do you think this looks like? This just looks like the Amorica album cover, is what it is.
Kind of." Here's the text message or the email with the picture that she sent to the bathing suit company. It says, "Hey, I wore that swimsuit today. My vagina was hanging out constantly. Yeah. Is it supposed to stretch like that?" And then here's a picture. And now it's a picture from far enough away, so you can't see her vulva or any of her parts.
It looks like a still shot from the set of World's Wettest Dog.
Exactly what it looks like, yes. Like, this is what we use when we do our pitch.
This is exactly. This is why America votes and loves this show on Saturdays at 6 o'clock. I'm sorry.
So there's a picture and it says, "Hey, I wore that swimsuit today. My vagina was hanging out constantly. Is it supposed to stretch like that?" Well, the swimsuit company took a look at the picture she sent and they sent this response. It says, "I've had a look at the picture you sent. You're wearing the swimsuit upside down."
Isn't that what they did on For Your Eyes Only?
What?
Wasn't that the talk that the bathing suit is on backwards in the poster for Your Eyes Only?
Ah, I don't remember hearing that.
Uh-huh.
That's fantastic if it's true. This is a one piece, but it just has one shoulder strap. So she put it on upside down. So the shoulder strap was at the bottom.
Oh, I see.
And it didn't cover up her stuff. And now her friends are posting this
plenty
exchange
of coverage
she
for
had.
Her shoulder, though?
You know, shoulder looks fantastic. Yeah, her friends now sharing this text exchange on Twitter, and it's blowing up. Everybody's looking at this dummy who puts her bathing suit on backwards and is walking around Spain getting all kinds of attention from the conquistadors over there, or whatever the hell.
And I don't know that she's got all her body parts correct either.
Why? That's not where that goes.
More of a tunnel than anything else. I mean, it doesn't really.
Right. It doesn't really hang out. No, it shouldn't be hanging out. Right.
I don't think that's the case.
Right. This is a young lady who has got some things to learn about her own anatomy. The vagina.
It sounds like she's learning.
If your vagina is hanging out, you've got much bigger problems than an ill-fitting swimsuit, yes?
No, you've got more problems than gravity. You right. can't blame this right. just on gravity. Right. There's something else going on.
Right. It's more of a bucket than a frisbee.
Oh, yes.
Just throwing that out there. How about this? This story comes to us from Nevada, where they have these lanes. They call them HOV, a high occupancy vehicle. And the idea is they have diamonds.
Yes, yes.
It's for carpooling.
Yes.
You're not supposed to be in the carpool lane if you're in the car by yourself. This is supposed to encourage people to
ride together.
Ride together, exactly, to carpool. Well, local enforcement is, this is in the Las Vegas area, cop pulled over somebody, the Nevada Highway Patrol trooper. He encountered somebody in the carpool lane on Monday. It was,
driving alone?
Chrysler Town and Country vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
He pulls him over, and it turns out the guy is, in fact, by himself, but he thought he had a good explanation. This Town and Country, Chrysler Town and Country, is operated by a local funeral home.
Yes, it's one of their vehicles.
This guy, so it was a hearse.
Yes.
And he had a dude in the back with him. So the driver thought, well, since there's a dead person, then I'm not alone in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So this dead body's in the rear cargo of the van, and he says, well, I pulled you over because you're by yourself. Mm-hmm. And this guy says, what, the guy in the back doesn't count? And the trooper had to explain, well, no, that's a dead body. That's not a person. He let him off with a warning here. The Nevada Highway Patrol saying the driver had the dearly departed in the back. He thought the deceased could be counted as two people.
Not unless he sits up.
The Nevada Highway Patrol saying, I guess we should clarify this. Living, breathing people count for the carpool lane.
Listen, there's a lot of clarifying that needs to be going on in this world.
No, dead people don't count in the carpool lane.
What if you have a bunch of dead people?
It counts the same. Mm. It's only the living.
Just only the living.
Just the living, breathing people.
In the living years.
There it is. Mike and the Mechanic said it best.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is brought to you by our fine patrons as well on Podbean. And this would be a good time to become a patron, so you'll have access to everything that we do. And you can access all of that while we're gone for the next week and a half.
Yeah, we're on hiatus. It's our summer hiatus.
We're off to the Catskills. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast.
This is the summer I learned a dirty dance, by God.
Don't back me in a corner. The podcast.
Nobody puts Davey in a corner.
Never seen that movie.
Neither have I.
Never seen that one. Never seen Footloose.
I've never seen any Patrick Swayze movie. Deadly serious. Never seen Ghost. Never seen Roadhouse.
Yeah, I never saw any.
Never seen Dirty Dancing. Saw the first half of Red Dawn. Gave up on that.
It's not that I have anything against him.
I'm sure he's terrific. I've never seen a Patrick Swayze movie in its entirety.
Huh. I guess I haven't either.
Right?
I might have some sort of bias and I don't even know it.
And I think he's great. I mean, well, he was great. May he rest in peace. I enjoy him as a person.
Huh.
As an actor, I think he's great. I don't know what I'm basing that opinion on. I've never seen any of his films.
If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Oscars Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's a happy hour at Oscars Pub, Monday through Friday from 2 till 6. $2.50 domestic bottles, Wells, and $5 glasses of wine. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640. 41st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. If you are interested in getting your hands on the Capriati's food truck...
Oh, I'm very interested.
...booking it for your private party, place of business, or event, call 563-284-2331 or email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com. Don't forget about their gift cards. Anytime is a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. When you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right, Angry Moose chiming in here. Never seen Donnie Darko. I haven't. Is that a Patrick Swayze movie? Darko. It's about a robot rabbit, right?
Now,
that's all
is,
I know.
Which one is the one where he's in, and it's the ensemble thing where there's a ton of people, like
North and South.
No,
that's a made for TV movie.
Was he in something that had like The Outsiders or?
Oh, I saw I've seen The Outsiders. Okay, I'm looking up his filmography because it's impossible that I've not seen any of his movies. I saw The Outsiders.
I didn't.
Okay.
I bring it up, but I didn't see it.
Let's see other movies he's known for. Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, signed Julie Newmar.
Oh, you know what?
Never saw that.
You know
that.
What? I think I did see that. I think Rhonda brought that home on a DVD once.
Okay, that sounds like something you would be suckered into
That's
watching.
My cover story, anyway.
Mm-hmm. What else was he done? Patrick Swayze's been dead for 12 years?
Isn't that something?
Is that right? Good God, Patrick Swayze. Skate Town USA, I've never seen it.
Don't know that one.
Looks like it's up my alley. Grandview, USA. How many movies of the USA in the title does he
have? Well, he was a patriot.
Donnie Darko, yeah, never saw that. I had no idea he was in that.
Well, he did the one where he jumps out of the plane.
Dirty Dancing Havana Nights? He was in the sequel to Dirty Dancing? Never would have guessed. What's the movie where he is a bank robber? Him and Keanu Reeves, isn't that a movie? Point Break? Is that
That's the one where they jump out of the plane.
Yeah, never saw it. Never saw it. Never saw... Next of Kin, never saw Steel Dawn, Youngblood. Is that a hockey movie? I feel like I've seen, is that Rob Lowe playing hockey? I feel like I've seen
half
of it.
The Mighty Ducks is a hockey movie.
Yeah, he's not in that either, though. Yeah, I need to spend some time with the Patrick Swayze movies. To tell you what my wife's doing right now, she's on a mission, and this comes out of nowhere.
To get ready for the vacation?
No, this is what she's doing. Out of nowhere, she's decided that this is the summer she sits down and watches every single movie in the Fast and the Furious franchise.
What is she up to? Tokyo Drift?
Yeah, she's a Tokyo Drift, Darren. You're very good at this. She's made it up to Tokyo Drift.
I might be peeping.
Number three.
Wait a minute.
Just on the way home from the games... Wonder what they're up to.
It looks like
lights on.
That looks like
lights on. Tokyo Drift.
I had a feeling that she'd be up by Tokyo Drift by now. This third story comes to us from Australia, where a family says they had to take their kids to the hospital after accidentally getting served a chocolate brownie laced with marijuana. Served to them at a local cafe.
Sit back, relax.
They went for breakfast at a place called the Bada Bing Cafe. Mom says she, her 5-year-old daughter Emily, and 3-year-old son Thomas all ate some of the same brownie at
the
cafe.
Well, let's face it. You're lucky, folks, that not everything that's coming out of the kitchen isn't, you're not getting it high guy style. Because
you got it!
Because if you're in a restaurant, they're all high back there.
Well, see, right now I have suspicions. Because you ordered a brownie... And then you shared it with 2 other kids? Who shares a brownie unless it's a pot brownie? If ever anybody offers you a part of their brownie,
I'm not necessarily sharing a pot brownie.
I wouldn't share. Yeah, you would. If it was a big enough brownie, you'd want to eat all that.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about if it's a whole
Darren,
sheet cake.
Darren, you have shared a pot brownie with me.
Okay.
I've done this with you.
All right.
You've given me a brownie.
If you say so.
It was wonderful. Dental grade stuff. It was good. It's a long time ago, mind you, but I'm just telling you, it's happened.
Is that when you got freaked out by Roy Orbison?
No, that was different marijuana. Oh. That marijuana made me paranoid. That's why.
Why is he singing that way?
Getting high. This is a million years ago. Getting high at a buddy's house, and he's got Roy Orbison on, and it was just scaring the hell out of me.
I gotta go home.
I was like, I
gotta go home, and it might take me a while.
This Roy Orbison is freaking me out, man. Yeah, I don't know what that was.
All right, he'll be fine.
You didn't seem that concerned.
He'll be.
But
it's like the Liberty commercial, Liberty Insurance. He'll figure it out.
Well, as freaked out as I got by Roy Orbison's voice while I was high, can you imagine if I were to do like some sort of psychedelics? It wouldn't end well for me.
Probably not.
No. That's why I stick to my lane and I just enjoy the craft beer. So they are at
Do you
this...
ever freak out on Roy Orbison with craft beer?
I don't really listen to Roy Orbison very often.
Give it another try.
Roy Orbison's Singing for the Lonely.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's maybe, me and I Want You Only.
Maybe some Mystery Girl.
Okay, I'll give Roy Orbison another chance.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to need to... It needs to be my idea.
If you call me and say, it's happening again. Well, and all it is pale ale this time. All right, then it's like, then this guy is not for you.
So,
this is not for you,
it's
then.
Not
Forget
any,
it.
It's not any drugs that
no,
I've done.
It's just him. You could be having warm milk.
I would never share a brownie with anyone. I'm going to call you on that one, because you have, and it was great.
Oh, I was just saying I'd keep it for myself.
So she and the 5-year-old and the 3-year-old are sharing this brownie at the cafe, which advertises itself as a locally owned family business. Just after breakfast,
just because it's locally owned and a family business, what does that say? What does that mean?
Just after breakfast, the little girl began acting strangely and told her father she was seeing things that were not there. Dad says it was very frightening. I was trying to calm Emily. She would calm down, and then she would just open her eyes and give out this blood-curdling scream.
Mm.
Her heart was racing so
much. You know what that means, sweetheart?
That I couldn't count it.
It means it's working.
It progressed really quickly. It went from I'm seeing bizarre colors to losing her short-term memory, really intense fear, disorientation. It was really quite extreme. And then
the little brother just had a big smile on his face.
Well, Dad assumes that she's having a brain injury when she's starting to see things. I sat her up on the bench. She said, Dad, my eyes are going. She said, everything's jumping. The walls are different colors. It's pink, it's blue. And then the last one, which really scared me, was my vision's coming and going. I can't see anything. Yeah. She
very effective.
Well, but a little 5-year-old shouldn't be eating pot brownies.
Well, of course not.
Good God.
I'm not advocating that at all.
This is the thing. The cafe has offered no insight as to how this happened. They say they don't know how the cannabis came to be in the brownie.
You got it!
They don't know that it was deliberately served to the family. According to the girl's medical notes, she was inexplicably scared and afraid, and her heart was beating way too fast. Mm-hmm. The little brother, for his part, he just became drowsy and nauseous and then was pale. But he wasn't like having a full-on freak out. It's my happening, baby, and it freaks me out! That wasn't happening. But both these kids tested positive for THC, the psychoactive component in marijuana. Interesting that the mom didn't have any experiences.
Yeah, she didn't mention any sort of unpleasantries at all.
No, not at the Bada Bing Cafe. So the kids were freaking out. But mom doesn't seem like she had any...
Nothing that a little Seals and Crofts can't take care of.
You know what I need is a little... Buzz Skaggs.
Uh-huh.
And I mean right now, mama.
Four.
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 Mmm.
Very.
Very tasty.
Yeah, how come the mom doesn't have any problems? It's like, nah, everything's cool. Mm. Dad.
Roll the windows down.
You settle these two little maniacs that are having their pot paranoia. You settle them down.
I'm going to go open a bottle of wine.
Watch some Rick and Morty and just kind of figure things out. In Hawaii, they're thinking about...
Where?
Hawaii.
Which shore?
Well, you know, both shores. America is the greatest. You know, I think we need to hear this today more than ever, what with it being the anniversary of our country's
founding. God bless you, Hawaii.
Yes.
And
our country is great.
I am especially proud to be a first-generation American and a resident of Hawaii, our youngest state. Our nation's pride lies deep within the hearts of its people. American has faith in the liberty and justice, and we all have faith and believe in ourselves.
Ugh.
The United States' freedom and opportunity is one of the greatest. We are truly the land of the great. From the rocky shores of Hawaii to the beautiful sandy beaches of Hawaii.
That's right.
America is our home.
That's right. Continental U.S. Continental U.S., you could kiss it, as far as I'm concerned. And same goes for you, Alaska. I don't care America. If it is. I don't care if it is your birthday. It's Hawaii.
I thought I was on the forecastle of a tramp steamer.
You can you just what? Kiss it.
You know what? Suck my butt, America. I miss Hawaii.
I miss Hawaii, and this is Hawaii.
If I'm going to be honest with you, being Miss America would be a step down for me. I'm already Miss Hawaii.
Right.
I like how you can hear her figure out, like, did I say Hawaii? I did. Should I say it again?
Yeah,
goddamn right I'm going to say it again.
It's the only thing I believe in.
America is truly the land.
I've never been to Maryland.
And I'm not going.
I'm not going.
Hawaii is thinking about increasing the legal smoking age.
Yes.
Now, as of this week, you got to be 21 to buy smokes in Illinois. And I think they raised the tax another buck, too. So I think it's like $9 for a pack of smokes, and you got to be 21 to buy smokes in Illinois.
And that's in effect now, huh?
As of July 1st, yes.
Wow.
Now, Hawaii, which already has the legal smoking age of 21, is thinking about...
Up to 30?
Jacking it up, the age. No, Darren, this new bill... the smoking age would increase pretty rapidly between 2020 and 2024. It needs to pass through the state legislature, and we'll see if the tobacco companies have anything to do about with this. But the smoking age, which is now 21, by the year 2024 in Hawaii, it could be 100.
Hmm.
The legal smoking age would be 100.
You have to have a doctor's written note that says you'll be dead in 6 months if you want to buy cigarettes.
This would effectively ban smoking everywhere in the state
not entirely.
Hawaii. Hey, Larry, I got good news and bad news. You've won a trip to Hawaii.
The bad news is you can't smoke for 28 years.
Dead serious. If we were to tell him, we
got
to get him on the
show. I got good news, we got bad news.
If we were to say to him, you can go to Hawaii and we'll pay for it. But
you can live there.
You can live there. And we'll pay for it. But you can't smoke.
Until you're 100.
Raji!
Well, I'll tell you what had happened.
What's that?
He'd make it to 100. I don't doubt that at all. I wouldn't be surprised if he made it to like 110 and just got those 10 years back.
So the smoking age would go up to 30 next year. In 2021, it would go up to 40. In 2022, it would go up to 50.
Mm-hmm.
In 2023, it'd go up to 60. And then in 2024, you would need to be 100 years old to buy cigarettes.
Wow.
100 years old. E-cigarettes and cigars left out of the bill.
Yeah.
Because they say it's significantly safer for you than regular cigarettes. 100 years old. So how many 100-year-olds are going to start smoking? Like, why the hell wouldn't you?
Sure.
If I make it to 100, I'd miss smoke like a chimney, right? Why wouldn't you? You're 100 years old.
If I'm capable of lighting a cigarette at that point.
Oh boy, a great point.
If I'm not catching myself on fire constantly.
They got volcanoes and tiki torches every damn where. I imagine getting a light's not their problem in Hawaii, right?
Five.
Number five.
Yes, it's nothing but tiki torches.
Volcanoes
and tiki torches.
I've never been, but that's what I assume it is.
Trying to light a cig on a volcano.
Come here, King Kamehameha. Let me... Nah, that's the stuff. Finally, we go back to Hawaii for our last story. This guy thought it would be a good idea before he was sentenced to prison. This is not a good guy. Mark Char, he's 60 years old, convicted of stabbing three people in a road rage attack.
Ooh.
Can't imagine having
road rage stabbing
in Hawaii, too. Like, somebody cuts you off, okay, but... I'm in Hawaii. What am I going to be upset about?
You know, if you're talking about Oahu, you can get to either side, either end of, you know, the whole thing in not all that much time.
Well, he thought it would be a good idea
need to get to the North Shore. We can make it happen.
As he was going to court to be sentenced with the possibility of parole, by the way, for second degree attempted murder plus 6 years in prison on convictions of second and third degree assault. This happened in Hawaii back in 2016. This guy thought it would be a good idea to show up in court in Honolulu on Monday in blackface.
Oh, boy. Got a big smile on his face.
He's pretty pleased with himself. Uh-huh.
Is he a chimney sweep? Governor?
Oh, Bert. Did you get in a road rage incident, Bert? Yeah, he showed up in blackface, then went on a rant which he blamed the victims, and explained the reason he wore blackface was, quote, "This kangaroo court is giving me a life sentence for me trying to protect and defend myself against the attack from three guys, in essence, treating me like a black man." So, is he trying to make a statement about the court system in blackface?
Apparently. You know, the thing is, the problem with you, Judge, Your Eminence,
mm-hmm.
you don't know who Jolson is.
Whack! You get this and nothing else. The judge had this to say when he showed up in the blackface. The judge said this, quote, "What you need to do is look in a mirror. And if you look in the mirror, you're not going to see a black person. You're going to see a menace. You're a menace to society. That's what you're going to see."
So you're saying this isn't helping?
No. Should I not have shown up for sentencing?
Is this a bad idea?
Wearing blackface? Not the best look, no. Those are your top five things.
The top five things, if you'd like to reach out to us anytime, 24-7, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Don't miss the Bermuda Triangle Fun Ride. It's this Saturday, July 6th, starts and ends at Oscars Pub with stops at Pints and Harrington's Pub. $25 gets you in. You're registered. You can start registering at 11 a.m. on Saturday. The fee includes, of course, the ride, a t-shirt, a drink at each stop, and a taco bar at Oscars. The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. When you're there, of course, mention Nacho Radio. You will get a medium sub and only have to pay for the price of a small one.
We do have a follow-up story before we go on hiatus, and it comes to us from Alabama. Thank you, everybody, who sent us the link to this story at the Oscars Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. They have finally apprehended Mickey Polk, the man who was alleged to have fed his squirrel methamphetamines to turn him into an attack squirrel. He has been arrested. 35-year-old Mickey Polk was caught.
Where?
Following in Alabama. The Limestone County Sheriff says they caught him following a chase.
He did not cross the state line then.
No. He was caught following a chase in which he rammed an investigator's vehicle. Mm. Authorities had been seeking this Polk on multiple felony warrants unrelated to the squirrel, whose name, by the way, I can now tell you. The name of the squirrel is D's Nuts. D's Nuts, the allegedly meth-fueled squirrel that had been trained to attack. Remember, he was on the lam doing Facebook videos. The sheriff's office said narcotics investigators caught up with him while surveilling a motel down there in Alabama. They spotted him leaving on a stolen motorcycle and tracked him down.
I'm going to take my squirrel to the motel. How's that song go?
Something along those lines. Check out the squirrel hanging on the bungee cord out there. Oh, it's fantastic. I love squirrels. I don't want them to be addicted to meth.
I want to be a squirrel.
I want to be a baby squirrel.
Feed the squirrels.
That's going to do it for Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. We're going to be on hiatus for a little bit. Don't freak out. You got plenty of chances to go and listen to the, 1,000 shows we've done?
Pretty close. Mm-hmm. So become a patron and you'll have access to everything we've ever done while we take this little break.
Until we get a chance to do it for you again. Thanks so much for listening. Have a happy and safe 4th of July. And hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Wet cakes for nutches!